All right, so I know you want to talk about your AI-powered stuff with the IRS, but how big are those two things that I mentioned during the mailbag about the SALT, state and local tax?
Again, preparing tax returns, it's huge. I mean, it is a big deal. When you have to tell people that what their taxes are, and of course everybody looks at, I shouldn't say everybody does because we do tax returns, you think, okay, review this for me and sign it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody looks at it.
Right.
But you know, I don't know if you know this, but when you sign your tax return, you're signing it under penalty of perjury. So when there is no defense, hey, I didn't really read this. Right. My tax preparer did this. So if there's falsities on that tax return, and many times there are, and I'm not casting any dispersions, but when you get a big refund, like you were going to some tax preparer and then you find your friend says, oh, go to this guy, you'll get a huge refund. Yeah. What he's doing is falsifying your tax records. Right. And so you sign off on that and you say, well, I don't understand this. I don't know anything about taxes, but you've signed it under penalty of perjury. So you're on the hook whether you think so or not. It's not the tax preparer's fault. It is their fault too. And they do go after them. But then they'll come after you too, and you'll wind up paying. So if you find someone that's magically, and you know, you're getting a big refund after all these years you never did, probably not true.
But if you are living in a, I don't know, $700,000 home, and you bought it 20 years ago, and it was a $300,000 home, and now it's a $750,000.
And your taxes
home,
are out the off,
and your taxes are $21,000 to $24,000 because you're not rich, but
and
you live
can only
in Illinois.
Take $10,000.
Hello,
that's a travesty.
That was really a screw job for the past 4 years.
And you know, I know, understand the politics and that they were going after, and they said you shouldn't red states shouldn't fund blue states, but it's really the people that are paying the bill.
We're all Americans,
that's really where it comes through. It's like, I live in Illinois. I should be punished because I'm punished enough.
Right.
Stop punishing me.
Right. But this is a game changer. And again, we're not talking rich.
No.
These people that got the listeners that are living in $700,000-$800,000 houses that they've been living in for the past 20, 30 years that are paying ridiculous 3-4% real estate taxes. That's $12,000 to $20,000 to $30,000. You're now able to write off the full boat next year if you make under $500,000.
And I love when you talk about that. You know, the numbers seem like, oh, people look at you like you're rich. I could tell. You know, I help a lot of business owners, and they make I would say if you make $50,000, you'll spend $50,000. If you make $100,000, you spend $100,000. If you make $300,000, you spend $300,000. Yep. And so you're not rich. But when you start fighting the IRS when you're making $300,000 a year, the people that you're fighting, the revenue officers and whatnot, they look at you like you won the lottery, right? So it's those cases get harder. The more money you make when you owe the IRS money, the harder it could be because of the viewpoint that they have. The people that you're work with, the revenue officers and stuff, look at you like, how could you owe taxes? Look at how much money you make.
Right.
How could you owe any taxes? And of course, you know, it happens. Usually it's business owners who owe taxes because something happened and they wind up owing money to the IRS. And talk about that now, where I think I mentioned this before, where we're after July 4th. Now you're going to start getting these notices if you owe the IRS money. Kind of for the last 3 or 4 years, the IRS has been on hiatus. They weren't even in the office for 3 years. And so they weren't coming after anybody. So people kind of got to this idea that, oh, the IRS isn't coming after me anymore. I'm not going to worry about it. But in the last 6 months, I've seen unbelievable they're coming after everybody.
Why?
Now, because...
Well, we're broke and we need money.
Well, that too. But also, when we got that $80 billion and everybody's afraid that they were going to hire a lot of people, and they did hire a bunch of people, and now they've fired a bunch of people.
Right.
But they also revamped a bunch of their infrastructure into the information technology infrastructure. That's what's made it easier for them now to start sending out notices. And right, there's not a person coming after you anymore. It's the computer system coming after you. And these notices all go out automatically. There's not a person at the end saying, oh, send that guy a notice, send that guy. It's like, nope, we're sending everybody a notice.
Well, that ChatGPT is so smart now. I wonder if it can technically do your taxes.
Well, that's a very good that's a very good point. And it is replacing. Can't replace people because people have to review it. But yeah, this is one of those. That's one of the industries that are going to be well affected by AI and all of that. Yes.
Well, it's probably replacing the auditors, at least, since they're not hiring. Since they fired them all, like you said.
That's true. And now I talk a lot about this. Think about it. The IRS, right, 95%, more than 95% of all tax returns are filed online. Right. So they're digital.
Right.
Okay. And so then now they have all these, there's 22 or 23 or more different versions of 1099s. 1099s are what they call information returns, that whenever you get money from somebody, they send it you a copy.
1 minute before the break.
Okay. And when you get that copy, right, it goes to the IRS. So now the IRS, and those are all filed electronically. So now all they have to do is match. And so that's what's happening. So they're matching these 1099s with your tax return, and so there's nobody involved. And they send you if there's a difference, boom, you get a letter.
We got a texter here. I don't know what it's with the 262. So it's from Wisconsin. So it's probably a Packers fan. said that not all middle class people are well off. I think we stated that pretty clearly.
I think right? That's the whole point of
right.
it.
Right. The whole point is that. You're making $100,000 today when gas is $3.50 a gallon and interest rates are in the high sixes, low sevens, and it costs you $16 to get a milkshake when you take your kid out in Chicago.
That's right.
We're not making light of it, 262.
100%.
We're agreeing with you that dual income with kids or no kids, you're not that dollar's not going as far as it used to. So we got to take a quick break. Phone number for those who want to reach out to you.
If get on my email list, it's free. Go to fightbacknow.com or give me a call, 312-664-6649.